Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Seth Hallway and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Now, this was one of my favorite chapters growing up. About 2 years ago, I would read this chapter every day for about like a month or two because of how powerful it was in my life. Specifically, the idea of abiding in Jesus. And so that's what I really want us to focus in on while I'm reading it, is just like, yeah, what is it like to abide in Jesus, in his peace, in his joy, in his heart? So no further ado, John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Yeah, so with this idea of abiding in Jesus, I believe it's actually something that you can feel it in your heart. Like when you do not have the purity of Jesus, there's a bit of dissonance that you begin to feel. Like, let's say you get in an argument with your family member and you know that it's over something that's so minor, but you make like a huge deal out of it. There's something about that you can recognize, like, oh, I'm not living, abiding in Christ right now. But then on the opposite end of things, like, there's a beauty in abiding in the peace of Christ, in the purity of heart, in his joy. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you when that's the case, and it dwells up into eternal life, as Jesus says. Like when he speaks to the woman at the well, he says, "I give you a living water that dwells up into eternal life." And so that's what we have the opportunity to experience with Jesus. And one part of it is that he says, whoever does not remain in me can do nothing. And so we need to recognize those moments when we do turn to those, you know, useless arguments, or when we turn to sin, that we actually aren't accomplishing anything there. Even if we seem to be doing some business task or getting something out of it, that thing that we're achieving is worse than if we had never stepped into it in the first place. So that's something to be, you know, cognizant of in my prayer time, abiding in Jesus. And that's one thing I actually want to challenge you guys to, is in prayer time to just take a moment and ask Jesus to abide in you. And those first few minutes of the prayer time, just recognizing his presence in your heart. Thank you guys for listening. And this has been a scripture reflection on John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Again, my name is Seth Hallway. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for the ways that you've blessed us here at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.